You know, one of the blessed hopes that we have with Jesus is that he's coming back again. Well, in the Bible, Jesus talked about us to be ready for his return. He said we got to be dressed and ready to go because you never know when he's going to be coming back. But then he also warned us that we need to be aware. We don't need to be a sleepyhead. And there's nothing wrong with sleeping. When I was young, I wanted to sleep all the time. And I know young people, they love to sleep because we watch our grandson, granddaughter, and they like to sleep. But when Jesus said to be prepared and stay alert, that's what we got to do. So what does a sleepyhead mean anyhow? Well, it means that somebody's tends to be sleeping, and sleeping a lot, especially late in the morning, and usually lighthearted or in an infectious way. It describes somebody who sleeps longer than others and hard to get out of bed. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but my dad used to throw water on me in the morning when I wouldn't get up out of bed. I don't know if anybody does that to you or not. But being a sleepyhead also means that when we wake up, we could be groggy or sluggish, and we're not really sharp for the day. And that's what Jesus was talking about. In verse 40 in Luke chapter 12, he said, "You must be ready at all time, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect it." So don't spend all your life sleeping, and you need sleep in order to be healthy, but don't be a sleepyhead. Be alert at all times. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have a relationship with Jesus and knowing that not only did he come in the flesh, you remember, like we talked about at Christmas time, he come as a little baby. He grew in wisdom and stature, and he ministered, and he took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. Then he was buried, and on the third day he raised from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. And then he said, "Okay, guys, I gotta go home to be with Daddy for a while, but I'm coming back." And that's why we gotta stay alert. So don't be a sleepyhead. Get your sleep, be fresh and alive, but keep your eyes open for Jesus to return at any moment. Amen.